GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Today, we're diving deep into the seismic shifts happening in the crypto world. First up, South Korea is tearing down theoretical barriers and making crypto payments a hard reality. Shinhan Card, the country's biggest credit card issuer, has officially teamed up with the Solana Foundation. We're talking about 28 million cardholders who generate a whopping $145 billion in transaction volume annually. This isn't just another blockchain experiment. This is mainstream adoption playing out on the big stage. Shinhan Card isn't dipping its toes either. With six proof-of-concept projects already in the bag, they've laid the groundwork for a blockchain-based payment infrastructure that includes P2P payments. This isn't just a hat tip to decentralization. It's a red carpet rollout. For those who have been chanting that blockchain is the future of payments, this is your mic drop moment. Meanwhile, in the ever-chaotic world of crypto trading, we have a classic tale of hype and dump. Vitalik's much-anticipated Ethereum Layer 2 project, MegaETH, launched its Mega token today. As the confetti was still falling, the token skyrocketed to a high of 21 cents before plunging 20% within the same hour. Six exchanges, including KuCoin and Upbit, lined up to list it simultaneously, while about 500,000 wallets scrambled to claim their airdrops. Those who preemptively wagered 30 cents or more on perpetuals are now probably nursing their financial hangovers. Despite raising an eye-watering $470 million, MegaETH now finds itself with a circulating market cap that's barely above half of that. MegaETH's promise of 100,000 transactions per second with block times of just 10 milliseconds is undoubtedly mouth-watering, but today's launch is a stark reminder that the road from ambition to execution is fraught with volatility. Now let's turn our gaze to a company with roots in the telegraph era. Western Union, the granddaddy of money transfer services, has decided to leapfrog into the crypto space. In a move that could send Swift enthusiasts into a flurry, Western Union's USDPT, a Solana-based stablecoin, is set to replace traditional bank messaging systems. This isn't a pie-in-the-sky vision. It's happening. The first live partner is already on board, with seven more in the queue. For a company that once sent telegrams, this transition into a digital asset network is more than just a pivot. It's a full-blown revolution. The implications for the interbank messaging system are huge. Swift, the backbone of global finance for the last 50 years, might soon be the blockbuster video of financial messaging systems, left behind as Western Union embraces a future powered by crypto rails. So, what does all this mean for crypto jobs and builders? It's a clear signal. The time for pilot projects and half-hearted experiments is over. Real-world, large-scale implementation is here, demanding talent that can build robust, scalable, and secure systems. Solana seems to be at the center of many of these transformations. So if you're a developer with chops in that ecosystem, your skills are about to be in very high demand. For entrepreneurs and founders, it's a wake-up call to think beyond the white paper stage and start deploying solutions that can withstand the scrutiny and scale of traditional finance. That's it for today's deep dive into the crypto world's most intriguing stories. Remember, in this space, the only constant is change. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.